It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Hollywood is trying to make sense of a sizable deal that just went down. A group of investors backed by a Southern California construction magnate has agreed to buy Miramax Films from the Walt Disney Company. The price tag? About $660 million. Miramax was once an art house brand with an edge behind movies like Pulp Fiction and The English Patient. There's debate about what the company is capable of now, with big studios pretty much giving up on making small specialty films. Reporter Kim Masters has been following this story, and she joins us from here at NPR West to talk about it. Good morning.
Hey, Renee.
What exactly is being sold here? We're not really talking about a standalone studio.
Well, Miramax was started by the Weinstein brothers, Harvey and Bob, and they were these two rough, tough customers who somehow managed to come up with these amazing art house films and win lots of Oscars. They really perfected the art of the Oscar campaign. And they sold the company to Disney some years ago, made a lot of money. And then they kind of got a little too big for their rather sizable britches, and they were let go. But Miramax was named after their parents, Miriam and Max, and they wanted to buy Miramax back desperately. And you know what? They would not come up with that price. So to the shock of Hollywood, there were other buyers. This was a negotiation that went on for months. Ron Tudor and his group bought this thing for a price tag that has Hollywood stunned.
Ron Tudor being the construction
magnate
I just mentioned. Is he a guy who's been in the business?
Well, he's been in the business in a not particularly positive way. He's been affiliated with a couple of the most sketchy characters that Hollywood has seen in a long time. And we're talking about an industry that is known for sketchy characters. His partners have been sued every which way. And suddenly they're buying this prestige studio. But at a time when the film libraries, which is what Miramax has with all these movies like Pulp Fiction and The English Patient, they've been losing their value.
Miramax was one of two properties that had been for sale for some time, the other being another really well-known name, MGM.
And that's still not resolved. MGM has sort of been hovering on the brink of bankruptcy for some time with huge debt. The Miramax deal took months and months to make. You know, Hollywood is just going through a very difficult transition where a lot of these properties are not finding buyers or have, well, in the Miramax's case, this unlikely deal. And I should just mention, Renee, that this deal, the buyers include Jerome Swartz, who is a guy who invented the scanner for barcodes. He made it the barcode purchase possible. He's some rich guy that has never been a player in the town. And oddly, also in this partnership, Rob Lowe, the actor. So this is one of the strangest deals. A big, huge price paid and a very strange group of buyers.
Now, not finalized yet.
Yes.
Although I gather there's a $40 million non-refundable down payment.
Yes, I think Disney demanded a non-refundable deposit and apparently got it, personally written by this construction magnate, Ron Tudor. There is still some skepticism because they still need to come up with some financing if they want to complete this purchase. And people feel that the price is so high, they may look at the asset and say, you know what, you guys, what are you thinking? And that's the question that everybody in Hollywood is asking.
Once the deal is finalized, presuming that comes about, what are the prospects for Miramax under these new owners?
Well, that's the mystery. You know, Hollywood has thrived on what people in the industry call dumb money for a long time. Now, there's a lot of debate. Is this another dumb money purchase? Like, you know, many people have come and gone over the years and gotten completely taken to the cleaners. Or are these guys clever and somehow have a plan? People in Hollywood think they will somewhat reluctantly make some movies. But so the plan, if there is one, remains totally mysterious to Hollywood.
If they don't make movies, what are they buying?
Well, exactly. This price tag has people. I mean, people are applauding Disney. People are stunned. $660 million for this film library. I think there's an expectation in Hollywood that the Miramax story maybe has completed its arc unless this deal falls apart and somehow the Weinsteins pop back up and buy their company back, which is certainly what they very much wanted to do.
Kim, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Kim Masters hosts The Business on member station KCRW, and she's editor-at-large for The Hollywood Reporter.